Oh yeah. It's an interesting relationship. You know, we got a chance to meet our sophomore year of high school, and we talked about playing together and competing against each other each week, and we finally had the chance to go to LSU together and things that we accomplished, you know, and
Pittsburgh
finally getting here.
Wide receiver, Devin Street, table four.
And finally getting here, you know, it was surreal. You know, it was surreal just to think that just all that we talked about, you know, we were experiencing, and in less than, 2 months, you know, we'll be there, you know, beginning a new career.
Mingo and Sam Montgomery had that bet last year. Who's going to be Odell says no such bet. You guys are rooting for each other throughout the process.
Yes, sir, we are. I'm excited to see where he go, when he go. You know, I know that no matter who takes him, they're going to get a great player. It's like apples and oranges, you know. We're both great players, you know. Both great players. You know, he takes the top off things a lot, you know. For me, it's intermediate, you know.
Indiana wide receiver Cody Latimer, table one.
It's intermediate, you know. It's special teams, you know. Kickoff, do the dirty work mostly, you know. But it's what I love to do. It was actually a play that we hadn't put in. We had took it out the playbook, actually, and the corner had been sitting all night. And along that drive, I ran a seven route with the eight and behind it. So for me, it was seeing him set on it. He started squatting a little bit more. So I think by my efficiency that game, everybody kind of figured that I was getting the ball again. So we got to third down, we called a timeout, and I've been telling him the whole game, coach, 79, 79, 79, 79, tsunami. So eventually he said, you know what, we're going to call it. And you know, it was no hesitation, you know, for that freshman quarterback to throw it to another freshman, you know, and make a big play to give us the victory. Absolutely. Not really. I think that's what you know really bonded us together. You know, just being funny with each other. You know, being serious when we had to. You know, I think that for me and him, we embraced the challenges. You know, and we embraced it together. You know, so that blood brother thing that really says a lot for him to say that about us. You know, because I feel the same way. Oh man, you know, great head coach, great staff. Great quarterback, you know, Debo, you know, actually came from LSU. Glenn Dorsey, who was my first cousin, played at Kansas City.
So, Iowa linebacker,
got
James
a little experience
West,
with Kansas City a little
table
bit.
Table three.
It's an honor. It'll be an honor. You know, my job right now is to make all 32 teams like me, but ultimately it'll come down to one. I'm just trying to make it as hard as possible for anybody to overlook me. Just not get content with being here, experiencing the things I'm experiencing. You know, I think my work ethic at LSU and even along in high school, you know, it's grown, you know, and it's not being average. I fear being average, you know, so for me, it's, you know, trying to get better, you know, challenging the guys around me to get better and being a leader. You know, actually, it wasn't too hard. It wasn't too hard. My job, going into this past off season, I told myself I was gonna make it as hard as possible for Coach Cam and Coach Miles to make me stay with my senior year in mind the whole time, and you know, I had a productive year along with another 1,000-yard receiver, 1,000-yard running back, a 500-yard running back, and for me, when we got in the office and talked, it wasn't about me staying. You know, it was about, you know, them understanding and them, you know, basically saying farewell to the career that I had at LSU. I'm a selfless guy. You know, I'm a selfless guy, and I believe in other people's success. You know, obviously, you know, playing with those guys and the success they had. But also, you know, you're going to get a leader. you're going to get a football player. And you know, I think that kind of the athlete term gets thrown around a lot, and not football player, you know. So I'm a football player. I'm going to play special teams. You know, I'm hard-nosed. I'm going to cross the middle. I'm going to block linebackers, safeties. You know, it doesn't matter to me. You know, my job is to win in everything that I do. So whether it be at the top of the route, I'm going to win. Clutch catches, you know, contact catches. You know, just the little things that people forget and overlook sometimes. He's been through a lot. You know, and for us, we embrace Jeremy, you know, and we understand, and we took him back when he got kicked off the team. We took him back, you know, and not because we felt we needed him or anything, but we understood that he made a mistake, and guys make mistakes all the time and should always have a second chance. But for us, you know, it was just understanding Jeremy's situation, you know, and embracing him as a team and not turning our back on him, you know, like a lot of people did, you know. So for us, it was just keeping it in-house and not making it about, you know, a selfish thing for the guy sitting in the seat, but, you know, caring about Jeremy Hill as a person. It'll be like home. It'll be like home. You know, it is home. I haven't really left Louisiana. It's the furthest north I've been ever. So for me, it'll be home. You know, my mom will be able to see me play every week, I'm sure. So for me, I like that. I like the sound of that. Well, he challenged us. You know, I tell you that. I tell you that he came with a different mindset. You know, he came with the NFL mindset. To a college meeting room, you know, and he challenged us mentally. You know, he challenged us for his time management. You know, he challenged us to train like a pro and think like a pro. So in doing so, he brought the digit system, which is probably the best system, you know, created. And during that time, I felt like he was a receiver coach and a quarterback coach, along with Coach Henry. You know, he was in the receivers meetings. He was in the QB meeting rooms. He was helping us on the field. You know, it was a time for me when, you know, you kind of look up to him like a father. You know, so the things that he did for the program and going to continue to do, the success that he has, you know, is not solely based on, you know, an individual player, but also about the staff and the guys that we recruit at LSU. I think he's ready. You know, I think he's ready. You know, I think he's
Murray State wide receiver,
one of the best quarterbacks in this draft, honestly. You know, and you know, for me, not being biased just because I played with him, but, you know, just also seeing the things that he does, you know, the throws that he make. You know, he has one of the strongest arms in college football, and I believe that. For him right now, it's just getting healthy as possible. We have pro day on April 9th. So I'll be there. I can't wait to catch from him again. It's been a couple of months, so I'm excited. You know, he was progressing every year. You know, each year he was getting better. You know, I think this year his study habits and that mindset that Coach Cam brought in, that pro mentality, you know, really got Zach to a point in his career where, you know, the potential was there. You know, I'm excited to see what his career is going to be in the future.
You talked about working those intermediate routes and doing the dirty work. That's a pretty uncommon mentality for a younger player. I mean, where did that come from? Where did that get instilled in you?
Just something I embrace. Like I said, you know, the athlete term gets thrown out a lot. You know, I'm just a football player. And if it means doing the dirty work to get a W, I'll do the dirty work. You know, if it means sitting on the bench to get a W, I'll sit on the bench. You know, whatever it takes to win. You know, I think that's the mentality. And over the years, I've developed that, and I understand it's do what's ever necessary to win. And that's what I'm going to do.
Is there an NFL wide receiver that displays those attributes that you appreciate?
I like Larry Fitzgerald a lot, but also Andre Johnson. Though I like the size, of course, but, you know, just his mentality. And you can see it in his play. And you can see his work ethic. And he's physical. You know, and a lot of times, you know, of course it don't get unnoticed with guys like that because of his size, but, you know, his career, his body of work speaks I love it. I love it. I love it. If they put me, if they decide to draft me at corner in the seventh round, who cares? Free agent. I don't care. You know, whatever is necessary to get the W, I'm willing to do it. You know, I've got the comparison to Hines Ward. You know, I try to take little things from everybody. You know, you got the Eric Deckers, you know, you got the Wes Walkers, Victor Cruzes of the world, and for me, it's shaping my game around all of them. You know, around all of them, and not just limiting myself to a slot guy. You know, it's being smart enough, far as technique wise, to win on the outside also. You know, so I don't want no true tag as a slot guy or a third down guy. You know, I want to be on the field to make plays for my team. To the same team? Oh, you know, it can happen. You know, it can happen. But you know, right now for me, it's not about that. It's not about the where I get drafted, what receiver I am ranked at. It's not about that. You know, for me right now, it's controlling the things that I can control. You know, and right now I have a 40 to run. You know, I have some drills to do, a couple more interviews that I'm excited about. You know, and hopefully I can make a great impression on one team that'll draft me. Thank you, guys.